This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Part three of the Rick Derringer audio eulogy. And that was a big hit, Wiggy. Your uncle probably played that one for you.
No, I never heard that one before. When I heard the Hoochie Coo, I was like, Sexy Red got a song out that's a summer banger, Hoochie Coochie.
Oh, no. It's a different thing.
That's why when I was here, I was like, what's the name of the song?
Sadly, we lost Rick Derringer, and so far we played Hang On, Sloopy, and Shine played Real American, the Hulk Hogan song, and the man was a great guitarist, great artist, legendary career. So we have got to get back to the news, but first this is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Earlier you were talking about the guy complaining about the NFL players playing in the Olympics.
Yes.
I feel a little over 10 years ago, we had a pickup flag football game, and Doug Flutie was playing quarterback. His team was destroying the other team. So we're like, you know what, let's make it fair. Let's let Doug play quarterback for both teams. The other quarterback had the biggest hissy fit, complaining, Doug can play quarterback anytime in his life, blah, 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 blah. So we're like, obviously he was overruled. I was joking around with the guy. I said, okay, so what if Tom Brady shows up next week? What are you going to do then?
Okay. Yeah. That was Courtney's lead this morning, which is that the longtime quarterback of the U.S. National Flag Football Team, Daryl, what's his name?
Doucette.
Daryl Doucette is pissed that NFL players may be allowed to play in the Olympics for the United States of America. He's put the time in.
Right. Well, it's because he thinks that they're the reason, or he is the reason why it's an Olympic sport. No, that's not the case. The reason why it's an Olympic sport is because football is insanely popular, and they wanted to find a way to get football in the Olympics, and this was the only way.
And Courtney might be right, because I did see something where Justin Jefferson said he would love to play for the U.S. team. Ja'Marr Chase is up in the air. I think Tyreek Hill might have said he would like to
play. Patrick Mahomes has said it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you might get some. You only need what? 10 guys, so you get 10 NFLers to destroy. But I expect Dream Team type 92 Dream Team results in the Olympics where you basically.
Oh, you got to get gold.
Demolish everybody.
If you have the NFL players, you got to win gold.
I was going to say, was there anybody that was on the 88 U.S. men's basketball team that bitched about Larry and Magic getting on the 92 team? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. Just be careful with Team Germany. They got the St. Brown brothers. So,
yeah, I just, there are so many people, and it's this huge, not huge, it is this echo chamber where these guys play flag football and tell themselves they're doing things that the NFL players couldn't do, and nobody has the balls just to say, buddy, you're doing a club sport. All the good players are getting their tuition paid for. Like, you're paying for this team that you're playing on.
I can see why he's upset a little bit.
Do you think that there will be recently retired guys? So like, Curtis brought up Tom Brady, but what about, like, somebody like Jason Kelce or something? Like, you think
we need more Kelce.
You think there'll be retired guys who want to do it? Recently retired guys who want to play, too?
Like a Gronk?
Like Gronk, maybe.
Yeah, because you got to think like, all right.
Bubs Edelman, maybe?
Yeah, like I you know.
He could get hurt, though. Like, I think that there's like an injury thing as well. But Wiggy's always said it's so hard to give up the sport. So this is a perfect way for them to stay.
And if it's a way for you to kind of like get on the, I mean, think about the platform of being in the Olympics for you and what that potentially would do for you.
Yeah.
So you would, like, I guarantee you Terrell Owens will be, hey, any room, he'll be looking to play. So you'll get some of those guys.
Antonio Brown?
No.
But I get why the kid's upset.
Big drug test.
I get why the kid's upset a little bit, only in the sense that, like, this is their moment, and you got the NFL, and now you're going to come over. You're going
to
come over and steal my
shot. It's only their moment because the owners just approved their players to play in it. Like, it's – and the other thing, I would bet anything I have that Tom Brady is the quarterback. – Mahomes will have his time. All the other guys will. Flag football, you can probably play till you're 80. So
I don't know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers said he'll do it for 5 M's.
Yeah. It's their moment, though.
Yeah, well, okay, so then they need to make sure that they show out during the tryouts.
Yeah, but they know that they're not going to get a real tryout. We would not
but
know.
But you're not sympathizing.
No,
with
a little bit I am, because we would not know Mike Arruzzioni and the 80 Olympic team if they let NHL players play. So maybe this is their moment, right? The same way the 80s Olympic team and those guys and Mike Arruzzioni, like, that was their moment, right? And then that was it. That's all
but
they had.
Don't you think that this Daryl Doucette is coming off a little bit like a douche, saying that it's different skill sets?
No, part I do. I think he's saying that because he knows if Mahomes comes out, he could kiss his, you know, being the guy, bye-bye. And he's probably looking at it like, all right, Patrick, you got the Super Bowl. Stay over there. Let me have this moment. And I get where if I didn't play in the NFL and I was still chasing my dream, I'd feel like, damn, like Gronk, go play in the Super Bowl. Let me have the Olympics.
The reason they're doing this is because Comcast pays $10 billion for the rights and they're not going to have their flag football with Jared Doucette.
No, I get it. I know why they're doing it. Like, I get it. But I can sympathize a little bit for the kid.
But they're not paying why. They're not good at it. They're not the best at it. The best players in the world are going to be playing on the flag football team.
Well, but I still think our team, with those guys, they would still be the favorites. So they still...
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
You think so?
Our American... I think the U.S. national team is pretty good. They've played before against other countries. I think they're pretty good. And... if you add the NFL players, then obviously I expected like a 92 dream team. It's not like the U.S. National team is struggling to beat teams.
Text from Rhode Island, where we will be for the next couple of days because of the road show, which says this has Invincible 2 written all over it. Great movie, Invincible.
Yeah. Vince Papale?
I love that
movie. Is that the Mark Wahlberg joint?
Yeah. A walk-on.
Based on a true story, Sean.
Nice. Disney film, too, I believe.
Dude, lived right down from the street. They used to play, they used the headlights from the automobiles to play football at night.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Probably
the truest part of the story.
Is there a few, weren't the Patriots doing tryouts at one time? Oh, maybe the kid was just standing under the bridge talking about, I would try out for the team if you're looking to have tryouts.
Yeah, you're right. There was a guy standing outside Gillette with a sign. I don't know if he ever got the tryout.
No, but I do remember that was a good movie where I think he just tried out for the team back in those days. They had like open tryouts.
Not as great as the legendary Lyndon Byers, who chained himself to Gillette Stadium or to Foxborough Stadium when the Patriots were talking about going to Connecticut.
Mm. I remember those days.
Chained himself right to it.
Good job, LB.
Wouldn't leave for a week and a half.
Right.
The great LB.
He should get a ring for that because he is truly the guy that set forth the dynasty.
Right. He saved it.
What a wacky show.
All right. Where are we news-wise?
Well, the Karen Reid trial continued yesterday, and accident reconstructionist Dr. Judson Welcher said John O'Keefe was struck by Reid's Lexus. Here's a bit of courtroom audio from Dr. Judson.
I'm actually wearing the same make and size shoes as Mr. O'Keefe, the same brand of jeans. I'm doing test 2, but even a 2 mile an hour impact redirects me back and causes me to rotate. And the Lexus is a 6,000 pound vehicle. Mr. O'Keefe's only 216 pounds. So it's not going to register from hitting a pedestrian.
Hmm. Now, is this guy credible?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I didn't find him to be that credible, but what do I know? I'm not an auto accident reconstructionist. I have no idea.
Yeah, he also is connected with that Shannon Burgess, who we heard from last week, who there's a lot of questions about that person's credibility. Uh-huh.
Part of this massive 100-person conspiracy to convict Karen Reid.
But we also heard from Karen after this testimony. Mm-hmm. Here she is outside the courtroom.
So he tried to dress identically to John, but didn't do anything else to mimic what the Commonwealth is accusing me of. Recreate that for us. Back up into the crash test dummy at 24.2 miles an hour in the arm and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a stand she could hop on, talk about it. The jury could hear it.
Mm. So she wanted...
she chooses to run to the microphone when there's nothing under oath. What do I know?
She wanted that guy to get hit by a 24-mile-an-hour car to really go away. Go
he
authentic.
Didn't die.
Nah, he's going to do that one. Hmm. Yeah. All right.
President Trump has pardoned reality star couple the Chrisleys.
Oh,
yeah! So this is big news.
Wow,
yeah.
Huge!
This finally, Wiggy pays attention to something that's going on in our nation's capital.
Yeah, this is more entertaining.
Reality TV, it hits.
Yeah, and if you're unfamiliar with the Chrisleys, back in 2022, Todd Chrisley was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 16 months of probation, while Julie Chrisley was ordered to serve 7 years in prison, 16 months of probation for like tax aversion fraud. The couple was also ordered to pay $17.8 million in restitution. Trump called their daughter Savannah, who Savannah was a star on the show as well, and she has been on social media fighting for her parents to tell her the news. Here's some of that.
That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing because your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. Is that okay? We'll try getting it done tomorrow. So give them, I don't know them, but give them my regards and wish them a good life.
Mr. President.
Yes. How are you?
I just want to say thank you for bringing my parents back.
Yeah, well, they were given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing. Pretty harsh treatment.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, they're back, huh?
Yep.
Meanwhile, Joe Exotic sits rotting in a jail somewhere and can't buy a pardon, for crying out loud.
Yeah. No,
he needs a Savannah and a Chase to fight for him.
Hey. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing.
I feel like presidents should be able to unpardon. Like, you can undo like, the first day, whoever wins the next election, if it's a Democrat.
They can undo everybody's pardons?
Well, they will, like, so when Biden got into office, when Trump got into office, and then whoever wins the next one, if it's a Democrat, they're going to do executive orders left and right that undo what the prior administration did. You should be able to undo a pardon. I mean, it is also just so amazing how Trump is so easily swayed if you just kiss his ass. It's
like, going forward, they should only be able to pardon reality TV people.
Yes.
Or people that oversee a pandemic.
Or influencers for crimes that they have committed.
Yeah.
Okay.
The new Harry Potter series that's going to be coming out on HBO has announced who will be playing their stars. This was big news in my household yesterday.
I'm sure it was. This was big for the Santos.
Yes, yeah.
You love Harry Potter.
Love Harry Potter. And we've already found out like who's going to be playing Snape and Dumbledore and a few other folk, but this is the core three.
Okay.
So Dominic McLaughlin will play the role of Harry Potter. Arabella Stanton is Hermione Granger, and Alistair Stout is Ron Weasley. More than 30,000 actors auditioned for the lead roles since HBO launched the open casting call last fall. Filming is expected to start this summer. But we've seen, well, we haven't, but people have seen McLaughlin, who's playing Harry Potter, in a few things. But he's going to be in Grow, which is an upcoming comedy on Sky. And Stanton, I saw on social media a bunch, who's playing Hermione. She was Matilda in Matilda the Musical.
Do you think this is going to be good? Like, I mean, when you take a film franchise,
mm-hmm.
which obviously came from a book series,
yes,
and you turn it into a television show, does it ever live up to the expectation? I guess people like The Mandalorian.
Yeah, they said that's pretty good.
The Mandalorian is exceptional.
Exceptional.
I love a good prequel.
I think this is going to be really good because it's going to dive deeper into the books than the movies were able to.
So this is when they're kids, it's a prequel?
It's going to start from the beginning. Right. Harry Potter 1, but it's going to be, instead of, you know, a three-hour movie, it's going to be,
a series.
Say, 10 episodes.
Yeah, just like they're doing with the, you ever see the movie It?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the series now on one of those channels where, you know, Derry and the whole, how that whole thing started. It looks pretty good, so I guess maybe you can get away with it for Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's cool for these 9-year-olds. Their life's going to completely change.
Courtney, did you end up securing one of those Harry Potter Red Sox jerseys?
I did not.
That's a bummer.
Oh, I have a question. Cool. I have a question that we don't have to talk about on the show, but if anybody wants to reach out, Legoland, is it worth visiting? I'm going to Disneyland.
The one in California?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's like 3-year-olds or two. Like, will it be not for him?
I would say that for the kid, probably so, but for the parent, no.
Oh, God.
Because Curtis wants to go.
Not for me. I mean.
Well, no.
Well, unless
I'm not Dale.
Did Ken ask to go with you?
Yes, he did.
He likes to go to those theme parks.
Yes, he did.
Because he can't play with any of the Legos. He can just look at the giant Legos that are created.
That's the point of the whole thing.
Well, right, wait, he's right. I have no idea.
Then the kid is like, I want to play with it. I want to, and you don't really let
but
the
there's
kid.
There's a store there. You can buy some Legos. Nah, you can do a ride on Legos.
Somebody who's had a million Legos in the house, Curtis. Yeah. It's like they get it, and then, you know, 10 James, minutes in, they're off.
James is entertained by the Seaport Ice Cream Museum. Yeah. He will love Legos.
Yes. He will. Yep. He should be a tourist.
Oh, he's going to love it, but you're going to be
the ice cream there, which is shocking to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cream?
Yeah.
Well, the best ice cream in all of Boston.
That can't possibly.
How many flavors?
Be true.
No, just, can I just the when you get into the Seaport Ice Cream Museum,
all right.
You arrive on a flight, which is a lovely little ride that all the kids enjoy. You don't really move. You sit down, and they come through, and they give you pineapple creamsicle ice cream. I'll tell you right now, never creamsicle. Had it before this. Really? The single best cup of ice cream in all of Boston.
I love a creamsicle.
Really?
I've had it 17 times. It's as good each time.
I heard you say that a couple weeks ago on the Curtis and Ken show.
Yeah. I mean it sincerely. It is. I mean, the rest of the ice cream, yeah. But it's a great place if you have kids to kill 3 hours.
Huh?
And the ice cream on the plane ride is spectacular.
Huh. By the way, rare live Curtis and Ken show a couple Saturdays from now at the Brunswick. For the beach cornhole tournament, am I correct about that?
That is correct. Ken and I are staying up. Both families coming up. We're doing a big weekend at Old Orchard Beach.
All right. I think that's June 7th.
It is.
June 7th is Saturday. Yep.
The annual beach cornhole tournament at the Brunswick. We will see you there for that. See you for the road show the day before that and the pregame on the Thursday night before that out at the Cowbell. Where we were last year.
Great spot.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
That is the news, and here is what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1 was the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and then they went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich's first career home run was a walk-off home run, was a grand slam with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Richard Fitz, he got the start. He went 3 innings, giving up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 2. Here's Alex Cora on the struggles that the Sox have been having with runners in scoring position and not scoring from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, we got to be better. That part, you know, like the margin for error, you know, it's hard to win games against 1-0, you know, and we didn't do a good job with that. I think the first 3 innings, I think it was, you know, we did a good job with him, although we didn't score runs, you know, the pitch count was up, and then there was one inning there. We saw 1 pitch out, 3 pitch strikeout, 1 pitch out, you know, and we got him back in the game. So we have to recognize what's in front of us and do a better job. And we'll talk. We actually talked about it, you know, with Narvi and with Willie. You know, they're learning. You know, they're still young, and that's our job, you know, to keep teaching them the game.
One thing I'll give him credit for, and I don't know if it was his decision, but they were a lot more aggressive on the base pads. I know Maya got thrown out at third, but the Rafaela run came off of a wild pitch. Like, I think that's what you have to do now if you're the Red Sox. You got to just be aggressive and see if you can manufacture runs that way.
Well, kickstart your summer with Nissan. These offers are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. Last one with the Brewers at 1:10 today with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130 to 121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in this one, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC is going to try to close out their series tonight against Minnesota. Tip is at 8:30. And in the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game 4 at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. When it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a new head coach by the end of the week. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever. The 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Curtis, I don't know the answer to this question on the text line. You might. Bruce from the U.S. Mid-Atlantic National Cornhole Team wants to know if we're bringing in professionals for the event at the beach.
Yes, we will.
Okay,
be.
We are? Okay, yep. Well, that's a real problem.
Yeah, they're going to be ringers left and right.
Bruce has been playing for near 35 years and is bothered by that.
If they have the – I've been to your cornhole events. Some of those guys, they look like they they come in with – the hard. Matching bags, matching jerseys,
the gloves,
yeah, they and they don't miss.
Hardos.
No, they do not miss.
Is there going to be a theme party Friday night for us to go to?
Well, I could have a, you want me to do like a clam bake at the house or something like that?
Oh, that'd
you
be awesome.
Can? All right. Why don't we do like a clam bake at the shack with you and the families?
Yeah, it'll be a big day. We got Jess, okay. James, Maya, D, Ken. Maybe have like a rehearsal dinner for Maya and Ken.
Oh,
I mean James, Maya and Ken would be an odd rehearsal dinner.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Job well done. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.